I'm Mike Smith. Most colleges have transitioned to an online-only format in order to comply with the state's efforts to combat the new coronavirus. The transition has not been a completely smooth one. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, I talked to a few professors at the University of Illinois Springfield to understand how they're adapting their lesson plans for a world on lockdown. Let's take a look at a couple of professors who, by the very nature of what they teach, have run headlong into plenty of online obstacles. Shane Harris is an associate professor of ceramics at UIS. He says teaching a ceramics course remotely is something he was a little apprehensive about.
I've been asked multiple times to teach online, but the reality is it's a hands-on course. You learn by making and doing and interacting. And so virtually, it's a lot more challenging to do that in my field.
To keep it hands-on, Harris has had to figure out how to send physical art supplies to his students. His director told him to use department funds to pay for it.
So I ended up with my student workers, called every single one of my students and asked them, are you going to be back on campus? Can you come pick up the clay? If not, then I am going to ship it to you.
Harris says he's not tech savvy and admitted he never used the teaching website Blackboard before last week, but he says his students are helping him learn the ropes. Those who are training the next generation of medical workers are also facing difficulties. More healthcare professionals are needed now more than ever, but a lot of classes in the field involve hands-on experiences. Amanda Lee Adams is an assistant professor in the Department of Allied Health, the Medical Laboratory Science Program at UIS. She says she's providing students those hands-on experiences by
going out and looking at videos and critiquing those videos so that the students can watch them and can develop some skill sets that we can work with over the summer.
Adams says like any healthcare worker, she adapted and overcame online teaching challenges by tackling them head-on, despite not being comfortable with certain things. She says university's Information Technology Services and COLORS, the Center for Online Learning Research and Service, provided instructors resources to help make remote teaching a possibility.
They sent us a virtual link for a couple of labs that the students could actually practice some of those skill sets online, and so I've passed those on to the students. But if we're forced to do this for much longer, I'll have to get a little bit more creative for sure.
COLORS director Vicki Cook says her department anticipated teachers quickly having to convert classes into a different medium.
Having that collapsed time to take what normally they would have several weeks to prepare and in the middle of the semester try to change tracks for modality is very difficult.
Cook says the center has been helping teachers with the transition by introducing faculty to a bunch of different online teaching methods.
And they're doing that primarily through readings, interactive activities online that they've pulled together, videos that they have done or pulled together from other faculty in those same disciplines that have allowed their videos to be used.
There are also several faculty members across the country who are sharing their own lab experiences to try and help teachers build a content base that can be shared with other schools. Brian Chen is an assistant professor of public health at UIS. He attended the two workshops COLORS set up for faculty members to help prepare teachers for the transition. He says he learned how to connect to a VPN from his home when conducting class.
The faculty or instructors need to work from home. They need to connect their office computers. Then this is the knowledge they need to learn.
He says instructors now have the choice to gather with students and interact in real time or to prepare course materials for students in advance. Now it's in the students' hands. I'm Mike Smith.